Lesson 2. Did you play basketball yesterday?
Let's talk.
Hello, Tom. What do you usually do on Sunday afternoons?
I often play basketball.
Did you play basketball yesterday?
No, I didn't. I went to visit a friend.
Did you have a good time?
Yes, I did. My friend likes taking photos. He showed me many photos.
Did you like the photos?
Yes, I liked them very much. Let's learn.
Did you play basketball yesterday?
Yes, I played basketball yesterday afternoon.
Play, played.
Play, played.
Wash, washed.
Wash, washed.
Watch, watched.
Watch, watched.
Work, worked.
Work, worked.
Play basketball. Yesterday afternoon.
Play basketball. Yesterday afternoon.
Wash my clothes. Yesterday morning.
Wash my clothes. Yesterday morning.
Watch TV yesterday evening.
Watch TV yesterday evening.
Work late last night.
Work late last night.
Let's chant.
Oh, look at the moon. She is shining up there. Oh, mother, she looks like a lamp in the air. Last week she was smaller and shaped like a bow. But now she is bigger and round as an O.
Listen and number. Number 1. I played basketball yesterday morning. I played basketball yesterday morning.
Number 2. She likes taking photos very much.
She likes taking photos very much.
Number 3. I was born in June 2002.
I was born in June 2002.
Number 4. It was October the 2nd yesterday.
It was October the 2nd yesterday.
Number 5. It was Teacher's Day yesterday.
It was Teacher's Day yesterday. Number 6. Did you watch TV yesterday evening?
Yes, I did.
Listen and say.
Hey, Lily, can you tell me about your hometown?
Sure. My hometown is far from here. It's an old and small village. Years ago, there were no nice buildings. The roads were very narrow and dirty. People lived a poor life.
And how is it now?
Well, let me tell you some great changes in my hometown. The roads are much wider and cleaner. There are many cars and buses. There are trees and flowers on the sides of the roads. Now, my hometown is a new and beautiful village.
Does the sky become brighter than before?
Yes, and you can see many modern buildings everywhere. People are enjoying a happy life now.
Wow, I hope I can visit your hometown someday.
Read, 八节. One day, the Tang monk and Wukong arrived at a village called Gao Lao Zhuang. They met a young man. He looked worried and angry. The man said,
3 years ago, a man came to our village. He cheated a family. He turned out to be a pig monster when he married the daughter from the family. Now, the family asked me to find a hero to help them out.
Wukong said,
I can kill monsters. Show me the way.
The young man took him to the family. Wukong couldn't wait to catch the monster. The monster left early in the morning and returned late at night every day. That night, when the monster came back and saw Wukong, they fought. Wukong ran after him. Finally, he caught the pig monster and took him back to the village. The Tang monk was happy to have another follower and named the pig monster Ba Jie. The family gave them a lot of gold and silver to show their thanks, but the Tang monk refused. Then they went on their trip to the west.